Mr. Chairman, I congratulate you on your election as chairman of the 2022 meeting of the high contracting parties to CCW. We are confident that under your leadership, this meeting will deliver substantive outcomes. I assure you of my delegation's full support and cooperation. Mr. Chairman, the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons strikes a delicate balance between military necessity and humanitarian concerns. This balance is a key strength of the Convention and must be preserved. Given the growing salience of new and emerging issues discussed in the CCW, universal adherence to the Convention and strengthening its implementation must remain a priority. Mr. Chairman, as a party to the Convention as well to all its five protocols, Pakistan remains fully compliant with their provisions. We have regularly submitted our national reports. We have contributed to demining operations and ERW clearance operations in many countries, including through UN peacekeeping operations and capacity building and training of relevant experts. The subject of mines other than anti-personnel mines or MOTAPM continues to generate divergent viewpoints given the range of opinions, including in terms of scope, definitions, and technical details. Pakistan considers MOTAPM as a legitimate defensive weapon that are useful to deter aggression and the use of force. This is particularly important for a country like ours facing conventional military asymmetry with long borders to secure. Existing provisions of AP2 and IHL in general already regulate use of MOTAPM. The humanitarian concerns linked with MOTAPM arise from their irresponsible use, especially by non-state actors. It is an issue of compliance and implementation. We, therefore, need to focus on strengthening the implementation of the existing international instruments. Mr. Chairman, for over 8 years, including six at the GGE, discussions on laws continue to explore an agreed path forward to craft legal, normative, and regulatory responses commensurate with their unique characteristics, challenges, and risks. So does the development of such weapons and their systems. There is growing concerns that technological advances in these weapon systems are outpacing any substantive progress in these discussions. The well-elaborated implications of laws on humanitarian, legal, ethical, as well as peace and security aspects urgently warrant further development of corresponding legally binding international rules. Mr. Chairman, Pakistan has always met its financial obligations under the Convention and its annexed protocols in full and on time. Over the years, high contracting parties have been successful in addressing some financial questions and have adopted some measures. Pakistan remains committed to working constructively with all states to ensure that the Convention continues to operate on sustainable and durable footings. We look forward to substantive outcomes which strengthen the implementation of the Convention and its protocols and help chart a path forward for legally effective binding protocol on emerging technologies and in the field of laws. I thank you.